When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This video is brought to you by Astapro and Liquid IV.
All I know is I'm a black man, he's a Jew. We're minorities, baby.
Okay.
It's time to get reported.
See what you did there. Oh, Jan de Bont, however you say it. He was the producer. I believe that was the director of Speed. Anyways, if you guys are listening to us on Spotify or Apple, if you don't mind dropping a rating, we'd appreciate it. Before we get into the film, just really quickly, I do really fast want to talk about The Son. My understanding, and again, this is one of those films I feel like you got to watch, Aaron and I are not at least I speak for myself, I'm not the smartest person in the bunch, but I feel like it's one of those films, like a Nolan film, you got to watch a couple times just to gather, because there's so much information coming.
It is a lot.
But having said that, my understanding, how my interpretation was, Lamar, Max von Sydow's character, he hired Crow because he needed Tom Cruise, and he knew the only way to get Tom Cruise, because Tom Cruise is clearly the best at what he does in this, in order to get him on the precog, just in this organization of doing this, he hired Crow, told Crow, like, hey, Tom Cruise is eventually going to find out he's going to kill you one day, and you're going to get all this money. You're going to be in a cell, and one day you're going to get out. You're going to get all this money, life insurance for your family or something like that. So basically, you being the reason that Tom Cruise's son, you snatching him and killing him, Tom Cruise is going to kill you, and your family's going to get all this life insurance money or something like that. But I need you to snatch his son up, and this is going to be the reason he's going to join my organization, is because
my only qualm with that is the photos between him and Crow were fake, which means, at least how I took it, is that everything that we were led to believe about Crow and the son never happened.
But then he took advantage
of the fact that he was a guy who wanted his son, who wanted to right the wrongs
right.
of that.
So you're saying,
and then brought him in.
So you're saying Max von Sydow just recently hired that guy after, like, it had been discovered the Ann Lively file had thing. Then he just hired him with pictures of his son.
That's what they said. The only reason he was set up in the first place was because
because you're saying that's too elaborate to have the 6-year plan of all this.
He's not Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor, for like 18 moves in a row.
Yeah, you know, 18 moves ahead of time. I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah, because I guess he would. I guess that makes more sense. But it's like, so he just randomly just got snatched, and then, like, when his Ann Lively plant...
He randomly got snatched, because he said the photos were fake, and he said the only reason he got set up in the first place was because he found Ann Lively.
Then I take back what I said. That makes more sense, then. Okay, because I thought that's how I was interpreting it, but what you just said makes more sense.
Okay.
All right, now that we're clear on that, getting into the actual film itself... was a complete roller coaster ride. Also, too, just when for a sci-fi film that was... extremely exhilarating. Tom Cruise, another, just, I don't care what anyone says, he's a phenomenal actor. He has just got a complete range as an actor. He can do action, he can do drama. And one of my favorite performances of his, by the way, is A Few Good Men. I think he's so good in that. But he can do it all, in my opinion. And I love his performance in this. And I was not expecting such emotion in this film, for a sci-fi film, too. Obviously, there are sci-fi films that, you know, hit that, but I love the balance in this film between the action, the sci-fi, the emotion. There was just, it really, Spielberg and whoever the writers were, I didn't see, really nailed that balancing point for me.
Yeah.
And there was so much mystery in this film, too, because, again, there's, like I said, there's so much information you're trying to, I assume there was a book, but if you don't know the book or this is a first time watch, again, there's so much you got to pick up on, so... just from that aspect of it, I was just so, you know, the world building, I was like, wow, this is so intriguing. Also, to the visuals, so damn impressive. And I just love the storyline is so intriguing in itself. Like, the idea that you can stop murders before they happen. Obviously, if the whole thing wasn't as flawed as what we learned from, you know, with Lamar and all that, and you're not interfering on people's rights, it's an interesting idea just in itself. Of course, I can't imagine if it wasn't like for sure they'd mess up on anything, and you really, and again, there was no flaws in the system, and it really was 100% accurate. I can't imagine none of us would want to live in that world where, like, you could really get it right, right? I mean, it's an interesting question.
It's debatable for me. Because it's a premise we've seen that was the first time I've seen it, like, executed, but I'm familiar with the premise of, you know, should we stop crime before it happens? Should we let it play out? Are people truly guilty if they haven't committed the crime? It's this whole debate about morality. I like the fact that that wasn't the
whole thing.
That wasn't the crux of this story, was that debate, but it used that premise to tell this other story, which I thought was very very engaging the entire time. Like, just to build off what Andrew said, the fact that it was this emotional story or had that element of emotion with Tom Cruise, like, kind of wanting to be in this whole thing because of the fact that he lost his son, you know, and just this mystery of, like, what happened to this Anne woman. And yeah, just the way that the whole story was constructed, I really feel like this was a movie that was ahead of its time, both with its premise and the way that the sci-fi elements and action was set up. These scenes still hold up, like, 20 plus years later. Like, I'm surprised this movie isn't as talked about, at least the fears that I run in, as Spider-Man 2, because I feel like the level of advancement that this movie has on display is really, really top notch, really top quality. Like, the score was great, and also just speaks to Steven Spielberg's diversity as a director. Like,
does it all?
I don't know when this is going up, or we recently watched another Steven Spielberg movie that's very different from this. It's very popular. I would say arguably more popular than this movie is, and you'll. If that's up by the time this comes out, you already know what it is.
Just keep it vague like that.
Yeah, I'll keep it vague. Yeah. But just to continue on, I will say that everything this movie set up, I imagine it's one of those ones that is really great on rewatch, because you'll see the seeds set up from very early on, you know?
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to live in this world. I want to explore more of this world. You know, absolutely. Did you know this has a TV show actually that came on 2015, Minority Report?
I really did not actually know that at all.
No. Yeah. I would love to explore more of the lore and, like, more of the world and the technology that takes place in this. Because it was just very well thought out. It wasn't confusing in the way that these three were able to predict. And I would love to, like, a procedural version of the story would be very, very interesting to follow.
No, absolutely. This is definitely one of those films where I want to live in the world again, rewatch and pick up on things where I'm like, oh, okay, now that I have the information, now I can see that and pick up on this kind of thing. It's definitely one of those type of films. And then two, just Cruise doing his own stunts and stuff. The man, like you said, he's so damn committed. That's why I appreciate him. So whatever issues you have with him off the screen, whatever. But on screen, he's so damn committed. And I really, like, action-wise, everything else, I'm so appreciative of this. I don't know if we're ever going to get someone like him again. He's once in a generation type of actor. And like I said, he is, and like Spielberg, I think that was such an interesting pairing of the two. Mm-hmm. I think they're both so versatile and they just, like, they can just, like I said, they could just do it all. And I love this pairing. And again, I'd only seen War of the Worlds, and Cruise is a completely different character. I'm not going to spoil that film for you, but he's a completely different character in that movie versus here. Like, here in this at the beginning, not to kind of sound all meta, but he's really like Iron Man in terms of, like, he feels very invulnerable. Just like at the beginning, like, this guy's like, nothing can stop him. And I like that they kind of, like, once the tables turned on him, like, now we got this cat and mouse game going, and, like, he's on the run and just following him through that whole thing. And then as the story was unfolding, and then as his character was developing more as we were watching him, I thought that was, like, again, the story was just so damn tight and so good. And I thought, again, his arc, too, was really well earned when he decided not to shoot. Like, I'm not a father personally, but, like, I wanted him so badly to shoot that guy.
Yeah, and I was like,
even though we found out that that wasn't the guy who ended up, snatching, killing his kid, whoever that ended up being. But of course, like, you could sympathize and understand his motivation for feeling in that moment. But that was a great character arc moment right there. Mm-hmm. It's just so well done, this character. Also, too, I really like the actress who played Agatha. Again, very difficult role. I mean, anytime you're playing opposite Tom Cruise, like he's a heavyweight. So I mean, that's just going to be intimidating in itself as an actor.
Right.
But again, having to be in this trance and then the way she was just able to emote and the way she was able to read off her dialogue, like I was just so impressed. I'm not, just off the top of my head, I'm not very familiar with this actress. Maybe I've seen her in other stuff and I'm just not remembering right now, but I was really impressed with her. Again, she didn't have a ton of lines of dialogue.
No, but she utilized her screen time very well.
Yeah, exactly. But like her performance like really stood out to me. She was fantastic. I loved her performance so much in this film.
Now, I want to say I really dug Steven Spielberg's visual storytelling. And all the things that were hinted at or that were shown rather than said, I think that was very clever. Like the whole scene in the beginning where we're seeing his relationship or seeing him watch the video of his son, like the fact that he's memorized this thing over and over, even without saying what specifically happened to him, you know that there's a sense of loss that's gone
absolutely on. Yeah, I mean, he, like you said, he didn't say anything, but us watching that, you can tell this is a very depressed human being. Also him buying the drug, like that's why he's buying the drugs and that's why he's going, like, and also why he buries himself into work, why he's doing this job,
right?
Nothing was said, but watching the visualization, the visual storytelling, you know what's going on. I love stuff like that. It's not the director or the writers holding your hand, but just giving you a visual storytelling to say this is what's going on. We trust you to be smart and have an understanding. And I love when directors and writers do that. I'm more appreciative of that.
Yeah, and I feel like the beautiful thing about Steven Spielberg, especially on display in this movie, is that he's not only a master at capturing a powerful performance with, with character and like really honing in on that drama, but he's also a master at capturing engaging action.
Oh yeah,
engaging set pieces, and like we live in a world where we have things that are valued like either like strong character stuff or strong plot stuff, and he's like that middle ground that's mastered both of those things. And I think that because we're able to do that, in addition to just having an interesting filming style, it makes the entire presentation of the film
absolutely
just engaging on all fronts. You know, whether you're someone who is attracted to drama or more grounded character moments, or you're one who's just like wants to turn your brain off and watch action. He makes action engaging. He makes action something that's worth seeing because it's in and of itself is just an escalation of the story. It's not action for action. It's to get us to another place, to get us to another point in the story, which was also so great.
For sure. And
shout out to Astapro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief through my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy or symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's Astepro allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely. All right, Reject Nation. So today I want to share something with you that has been a wonderful addition to my health and fitness journey that I discovered during the holidays, and that is Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier. I'm down to my very last packet, and I'm freaking out, but it's okay. I got more in the mail. Now, a lot of you have been so kind to notice how I've been working on my physical health. Thank you for all the compliments. And one thing I learned is that proper hydration is absolutely critical. crucial, especially post-workout and pre-filming after post-workout. And my wife actually introduced me to this product, which is perfect because we not only care about quality, but a good taste and quality product. Whether it's after a sweaty workout or just after, you know, a good night out, you know what I'm saying? Efficient hydration and replenishing electrolytes is key. You just feel better and it tastes fantastic. I can't emphasize that enough. Another thing that I'm always on the lookout for too is products that have zero sugar or zero sugar added, because that's one of my main dietary restrictions throughout the week. And they of course got products that fit that description that also taste good too. So yes, thank you so much. So Liquid IV's hydration multiplier is, in summary, is they are a non-GMO electrolyte drink that delivers hydration into your bloodstream faster and more efficient than water alone. Sometimes drinking a whole gallon is not always efficient, but in fact, it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I'm also big on efficiency. Plus, it's packed with 11 essential vitamins, and we know vitamins are good for the body. It's vegan, soy-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. You can customize the water amount to your taste. Again, perfect for post-night recovery, traveling, or just having a big night out. You know what I mean? Normal. So, if you want to boost your support for the channel and boost your hydration game, go to liquidiv.com and use promo code REJECTS at checkout. That's liquidiv.com, promo code REJECTS. And remember, Liquid IV, it's not a real IV, but it sure feels like it. So stay hydrated, stay healthy, and let's keep crushing those health and fitness goals together in the year 2024.
And just touching up a little bit, too, on the action sequences. Like, this is not meant to be any comparison, but because they came out in the same year and we were talking about Spider-Man, you were talking about earlier, and we were making little jokes on the lines, you know, the finish it thing. Spider-Man came out in the very same year as this. And again, I still appreciate the visuals and the action in that film. It's very, very good. But there's some stuff that you can tell in that film that's a little bit outdated with some of the visuals and the CGI for sure. Like when I watch this film, like this could have come. And it's the same thing with Terminator 2 and Jurassic Park. You can watch those films now and go, this is not outdated in any way. Like the way they utilize practical and CGI and utilize it together, it's just chef's kiss. So perfect. And this film too, I really thought the way the visuals were done here, like I really was feel like I just was immersed in 2054, I believe the year was. Mm-hmm. I really, like, again, I can't believe this came out in 2002. I'm still like, my mind is just like going in circles. Like, how did they do this in 2002? Like, if this came out right now, I'm like, amazing.
I mean, some of the stuff is a little dated, I'm not gonna lie.
Which maybe the spider stuff was a little CGI'd, but other than that, for like a couple, for the most part, overall, I thought the CGI and the visuals in this, absolutely breathtaking for me. Like, I am still so impressed. And it's not very outdated for the most part. Overall, it's not outdated for me. If it was for you, totally.
It didn't take me out of the experience, but I was very aware, that's a CGI car.
The exterior of the car. Okay, I'll give you that one. But it's the exterior of the car. But
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah. Like, it's 20 years. Of course, like some stuff's not going to hold up.
I just think,
if you put this next to Avatar, you can clearly tell come on.
I mean,
but I'm not saying it's bad.
One's
I'm saying
a $300 million budget. But yeah, I feel you.
Is it, I will say, for being 2002, I think, if you're just comparing it to certain scenes within Spider-Man 2, this is stronger visually, but that is not a slight against the movie.
Oh, no, I'm not giving any slight on Spider-Man 2.
I'm not giving any slight against this movie, or Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. I love them both. But also, too, that one tracking shot where it was going with the spiders and it was going like over the roof, kind of over each individual place that the spiders were going into. Mm-hmm. I'm so obsessed with that shot. Spielberg, again, he just utilizes tracking shots so damn well. He's so good at it. Yeah. Always hires the best cinematographer. I mean, naturally so. I'm sure every cinematographer wants that call from Steven Spielberg, but he always hires the best. But I love his track. When he, in all his films, I love his tracking shots. He's so good. And that one was freaking awesome. And another great score from John Williams.
The music was great too.
The dude can do no wrong. There was some orchestral? Is that how you say it?
Orchestral?
Orchestral. Thank you, Aaron. There were some orchestral beats and just in general, like John Williams just has this, he's just incredible. He comes out with original beats that just stick with you in your mind. And I mean, he's come up with some of the most amazing themes of all time. I don't even need to name them. You guys know what I'm talking about, but I think he's the greatest composer ever. Another amazing score. I don't know how this guy just keeps coming out with different score after different score. It's just amazing. It doesn't even matter the quality of the film. He just always seems to come out with a score like that just sticks with you. Notch, it's always top notch. I mean, and I'm so glad that him and Spielberg have just like, I believe since Jaws 1975, I could be totally wrong. And please, if I am, let me know in the comments. I believe just about every film they've ever worked on or every film Spielberg has directed, John Williams has done the music. Again, if I'm wrong, I actually do want to know. Please let me know. But again, another winning score from Williams. Cinematography, phenomenal. Love the performances. I actually like that actress, too, who played... And I loved Colin Farrell as well, played his wife, she did a great job, too. You could feel the sympathy and emotion as well from her character, the loss of their son. I thought she really held up. But you could feel that history between her and Tom Cruise as well. Definitely. And I love the resolution we get at the ending and that she... I love, too, that they didn't just make her a damsel in distress. Like, she was a very active character. Like, she, like when Tom Cruise got wrongfully put back into prison, she came to his defense and was... And she also discovered, like, what Lamar was up to and, like, came to his defense and got him out. I love active characters like that. I'm not a big fan of damsels in distress. I like I like badass female characters, Ellen Ripley, Sarah Connor, et cetera. So I was glad that Spielberg and the writers made her a very active character. It makes sense that Tom Cruise, this badass of a character, would pick her as a wife. She was awesome. Great performance. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything, but she was great in this film. Do you got anything else to say before I come up with some fun facts?
No, let's all right, get a couple in.
Let's take a look. I'm sure there's going to be a million in this one. Let's see. IMDb, Minority Report. I gotta get going. Okay. Yeah. We'll just do a few really quick. Just like three or four. Is that cool?
Like two or three.
Okay, two or three then. I'll try and come up with really quick. Oh, okay. The scene where Lois Smith, the Poison Ivy doctor, where she kisses Tom Cruise was not scripted. Tom's reaction is of genuine surprise.
Wow.
Well, we were even like...
She said, I gotta get this Cruise kiss in.
I said, going for those Cruise lips. I was like, was that scripted? I was even like in my head, I'm like, was this supposed to be?
It didn't make sense, but yeah, I'm like, all right.
I mean, she was a little oddball, so I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So for the scene where Anderton, Tom Cruise, where he holds his breath in the bathtub, Steven Spielberg was going to create the air bubble rising with CGI, but Tom Cruise took the time and learned how to do it himself. I believe that.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, hell
Tom
no.
Cruise. He's going to commit.
I'm doing this. All right, let me find one more. Because I know you got to go. Let me find one more. Oh, Steven Spielberg hired the top 12 contortionists from around the world to do the futuristic yoga class scene. That makes sense because I was like watching, I'm like, how are they moving like that? That's like, they're walking and crawling like that. That's, again, you get those calls from Steven Spielberg, like, hell yeah, I can promote myself and in a Steven Spielberg film. I'll do it.
It was wild. That was a really good scene.
Yeah, we could have read a bunch of more, but we don't have the time, unfortunately. But let us know in the comment section what you guys thought of Minority Report.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for watching. It's been a pleasure watching this with you guys. And yeah, come back for the next one because we have a lot of fun doing this. Okay. Yes. All right, guys. Have a great day. Deuces.
Cody EX, you are an enigma. Yep. Nice to meet you.
Gerald F., For new friend, for your, because welcome, you're our new friend.
Matthew, we are brothers in arms.
Jack, meet me in the forest.
Namari, I see you in the shadows, my friend, always lurking with the violet rays perching through.
Absolutely, Mike Joyce, there's no better choice than Mike Joyce.
Ryan Smith, you Narvik beast.
Kevin Meek rhymes with beast, and I assume you live in the east.
On a creek.
Adrian Timms, some of us like to call you AJ around these parts.
Navdeep Sidhu, I want to sit with you and learn about your life. I bet you have an interesting one.
Real Nagas. What is that, like a Chinese name?
Heather Gear. Have no fear when she's around because, you know, it's always good times. It's always good vibes.
Jacob Neptune, you are you like Reese's Pieces a lot, don't you?
Kayla the King, Yas Queen.
Olivier Hamlin, the 23rd of all you guys. I did a 23andMe, and I saw we were related. Do you get what I'm doing?
Alan Ling, thanks for coming to that recent live stream. That's it.
Kiara, you are not part of the KGB, but the KGM, which is the Michigan version of that military Russian unit.
Juan Longoria, you are also Russian and from the KGB. Just look at your name.
Cliff Rodriguez, you're quite the Clifford with a K.
Hey, the big red dog.
That took me a while to figure that out.
We got there. Ian Wreck, never a wreck in person or otherwise. You're always fully composed.
Goat Nation, if I were to guess your password, I would say it's 6FH4IU6WP.
just dominant. Lorenzo Baxter is not a backstabber, and I want that to be clear. Loyalist of them all.
Differently sane. Is your name Wesley? This whole time, did not know.
Marco Tunstall. Was your name DeMarco this whole time? Because also, that's also a twist.
Simply Faded. I get, like, not a Matthew Fox, but a Sawyer vibe from you.
SJ94. Still have no idea what any of those letters or numbers could be pertaining to. Definitely not a Sarah in there whatsoever.
Justin Martin, 721. Are you the 721st one of the Justin Martins? Like, is there a junior at your name? Should I ask so many times? I don't have shit to say to you.
Get an updated name. And hey, Colin, selectively Anderson or selectively Mononymous. Pick one, buddy. But either way, stay put.
Philip J. Smith Jr. You know what? You seem like not just a cocky guy, but a handsome guy.
Jen Smith, I have no idea why, but I have a feeling that you might be a fan of the album Kid A by Radiohead. Snankling.
Melanie LeBlanc. I love you. Yep.
I love you too.
And we love all of you.
Yeah.
I love Melanie equally, the most, though, because I think she Melanie loves me more. The most out of all of you guys. So, guys, thank you very much for being part of our Patreon page and for supporting us the way you do.
Yeah.
And glad we could proclaim your names on camera for each and every one of you. Much love. Hope to see you again for the April of 2024, you sexy freaks.